Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My dad's not here right now. He's still at work. So I'm going to bless him.
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I'm going to see if there's a clean version. So then my parents and the people at my school will not get mad at me. We've got the spritzer filled with water, just in case if stuff gets too fire. I'm going to set up the speaker, and I'm going to listen to
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I think this is the best
Mike Shope
feature that I've heard in a long time. I think his flow is really good in it, and I like his aggressiveness on it. And
the Bulldog
put not enough effort in it. I think overall his flow was good, but I don't like that mumble rapping. That was my review of
Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Didn't need the spritzer. Wasn't fire enough. No spritzer for you. No spritzer.
All right, happy Friday. Thanks for tuning in. I know you're out there with that dial just trying to get us just perfect. 550, you know, just get it right down the center, right in the alley. There we are. Now we're nice and clear for you.
Yeah, that'll be good. I got a question that has nothing to do with sports to ask you.
Is it about my hair? I get a lot of questions about my hair.
No, not today.
Okay.
Not today. How quickly do you feel like you need to use gift cards after you get them?
This is a sensitive area.
Okay.
I have a pile, think Ty Webb, in Caddyshack with fewer digits, fewer zeros. I've got a pile of gift cards. Every year, a couple of salespeople, very generously, here you go. I'm thinking that they pay for those. Different ones over the years. I've got, remember when I won that Rocket Mortgage Pick'em thing? From the COVID year.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
you I beat Alex Gold by one game, yep. National contest.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to pick $1,000 worth of credit to my favorite restaurant.
Yeah.
And I got about $400 left. That was 5 years ago.
Okay. So you
they're nice to take it when I go there. They sort of know me.
Right.
Oh, here he comes.
Here comes gift card guy.
Here he comes.
Yeah. Because I had we still are, as a family, in the habit of doing this. We combine a bunch of things into Father's Day. And it was largely because of my family. Like, when July would hit, my birthday is coming up here, July 1st. My mom's is very close to that. I've got a niece's birthday who's before that, and then you've got Father's Day. And when we were living in Canada in the summer, fortunate enough to be able to do that, we had part of my family didn't want to or couldn't come up there. We never wanted to like blow a Saturday coming back. You know, we're up here. We only have 2 months. We got 8 Saturdays. Right. So my family very nicely agreed to just sort of combine everything into Father's Day. So my birthday celebration with my family was Father's Day too. Mm-hmm. So I got a couple of gift cards, a sporting goods store and one for like the you know, Marshalls, TJ Maxx, that kind of thing. So it's socks and underwear time. So I hit that on my way here, and it comes to $54.43, and I've got $50 on the gift card. Great, I got some cash on me. Here's the rest. So I've got 57 cents in change from the first stop. Right, because I gave them $5 to cover the $4.43 that was.
You have
extra.
A gift card that has 57 cents on it.
No. It was $54.43. I had to chip in.
Okay, so the gift card is used up.
Right, the gift card is used up, and I got 57 cents change for my socks and underwear.
Okay.
I go to the sporting goods store, pick out a single item. The other store was like three or four different things, but $54.43. I go to the sporting goods store, $50 gift card. What I bought cost $54.43.
The same amount.
The exact same amount. I got 57 cents in change. It was just a funny little coincidence to me, like a half an hour apart across town, and I just somehow spent the exact same amount more than the gift card both times.
All right.
So I was just sort of a little oddity to me. I enjoyed that.
Oh, that's the whole story.
That's the whole story.
Oh, okay.
But the reason I led with how quickly do you need to use gift cards is because I just got these on Sunday, and
you'll forget about them.
It was the first time I thought to, oh, I have time today. I'll do that. Because if I didn't, they'd be sitting there until next year.
Well, probably. At least.
So I got that taken care of, and I had this little oddity where it was the exact same amount more than the gift card both times at different stores.
There's a lesson there, which is use them right away or you will forget. Like it's terrible that I have this small mountain of gift cards. Like they probably half are expired.
Yeah.
Maybe. And so others are out of business. I don't know.
Right.
You should give yourself put the clock on. When you get one. 54-43 or fight. That's what they're saying about Bulldog and his gift card experience. We have Sammy P today. So I thought about prop bets. I put some... I'm so gullible. I got the DM from Evan Silva yesterday about he was listening, driving through from Establish the Run. I'm all excited. And I listened to them a lot anyway. Put the podcast on. And the first team that they talked about and they're all... Evan and two other guys are so into is the Vikings. Okay. So I spent 5 minutes today just making Vikings bets. That's all it takes. I don't know more than he does, so that's all it takes. I'm on the Vikings now. And thinking about having Sam on, I went in looking for some prop bets. It's never too early to do this. And at your FanDuel guy, so I used FanDuel.
Thank you.
And I have four Bills individual prop bets, and I wanted to ask you to rank these by your confidence in that you would be right.
Okay.
And I can give you any context you want here. I've got the Pro Football Reference pages up, the whole thing. So it's four bets, but it's three guys: Josh Allen, James Cook, Khalil Shakir. That's all you can get. There's no Tyrell Shavers. Sorry to Sal for this, but there's no Tyrell Shavers over-under, receptions
Year. Is there an Elijah Moore?
Nobody else.
Oh, it's just those. Okay, gotcha.
All right. Other Bills are listed.
All right.
Cook first. I'm choosing to put him first. 950.5 rushing yards. So I think what they do, and, we could ask Sam if we want. I think what they do with prop bets is... I think maybe the number would be 14 games, not 17 games. If you go to Mike Clay or somebody who does season-long projections, and they won't account for injury, usually.
Right.
These numbers will all be higher.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when you bet it, and there might also be an out where if a guy goes out for the year or something, maybe you get a refund. I don't know. I think they sort of bring down the numbers. So... maybe it's as simple as, do I think this guy's going to play 17 games? Probably not, or else everybody would just do that.
Right.
James Cook, 950.5 rushing yards. So, last year, for all the excitement about his touchdowns and, the quote drama this year with his contract and what's going to happen, in terms of his future, for as historic as last year was for Cook. It was 1,009.
Yeah, he had 59 more yards than that.
And he missed one game. He missed two games. No, he missed one game. He did play week 18 because he came back in and set the touchdown record.
Right, right.
He missed the Jet game on the Monday night at the Jets where Davis played, and Davis was over 100
yep.
in that game. So how do you feel about Cook over under 950?
My initial thought is, and this isn't really injury related, is to go under. Right now I would say go under. I'm of the opinion that I don't think they're going to do anything contract wise. And I think if they, well, see now that could really go both ways.
I think they will.
I don't. And I just sort of feel like there will be, the contract is a big part of it. So I feel like if they paid him, then they would want to really make that work and try to, like, you know, not that they're going to chase 16 touchdowns or anything, but that they would want to make sure that he gets his workload, the workload he had last year. I don't think a contract would make them use him more. I think it's one of the reasons why I'd expect them to be reluctant to pay a big sticker on him, because I don't think they want to change his usage at all. It's effective. They've got other guys. I think they will be preparing for his eventual departure, and that could mean a little more Ray Davis. Just to sort of, okay, let's see how this looks. Let's give Davis a little more opportunity that probably comes at the expense of Cook in some way, shape, or form. I think that would be a smart thing to do. Davis is good. He has not had James Cook's year last year yet, and he's, you know, only had the one opportunity. So we'll see. But it would make sense to me that they would want to sort of drive Davis a little bit more. Like, let's get this out on the open road and see what it is. You know, can he be the guy really to take over for Cook if we want him to? Like, can that work for us? That, you know, that's really predicated on not getting an extension done. This all goes out the window if they get an extension done. I think. Then the roles, I think, would probably stay the same. But if I'm right about not getting anything done contractually with him, then I would. So I'm betting on two things, really, because it's predicated on they're not going to extend him. So, you know, you could also maybe be tempted, if you're them, to use him up.
Right.
Because of that. But I think you're going to want to be ready. You know, do I need to get another guy? Well, you're going to need another guy, but do I need another 1A guy? Or is Davis that in waiting? Let's see. That would make sense to me strategically. So I would, is the correct phrasing to say fade Cook?
Yes.
In that case, I think I would want to fade him just a little bit.
It's funny how I think any of those variables could go either way with them. You said it toward the end. Like, yep. I think they will come up with a new contract 2 or 3 years here in the summer. I would bet on that. And then maybe I'd be more inclined to expect what you said if they don't, which is sort of not preserve him. They're not saving him for anything. Like, he's not really worth that, or even the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
But just in his previous role where he's playing half the snaps or less, and you're just kind of running it back. If they don't, and Cook, you know, gives them reason to think, like, he'll live with that, which is why I think there'll be a contract, because I just think they're playing with fire if they don't do that. So anyway, that scenario, I think you could use him way more,
mm-hmm,
and plan on just sort of moving on after the season. We've had this with guys. We had this with Henry in Tennessee. Like, the argument for him is last year in Tennessee was just draft him because they're just going to use him up. And, you know, every year they kind of teams act like they're using Derrick Henry up, but he doesn't maybe have a tank.
He never gets used up.
He's never used up. So I think you could go either way with the logic on Cook. But all right, so you're under.
I'm under. Yeah, I think almost either way, I think I would want to be under anyways. Just because, I mean, we said it right at the outset. It's only 59 yards more that he had last year with this great year, and he broke a bunch of big runs last year, and that can be, I don't know how bankable that is. You know, like maybe those are just shorter runs. Like what, you know, whatever they end up being. He was so close, just barely over 1,000 as it is. And then you mix in these other factors, whichever way you want to lean on various factors, I think the safer play would be under.
Okay. Year before, he had 30 more carries for 113 more yards and 14 fewer rushing touchdowns in 2023. That's with Latavius Murray and even Damien Harris on the team, 23. All right, so under 950.5. How about Shakir? His receiving prop is 775.5. He's had a couple years in a row that are very similar, somewhat like Cook. It went up last year. That's not exactly right. Something I remember for saying that was similar about Shakir. But 76 for 821 and 4 last year. 10.8 yards per catch. That was down. More in a possession receiver role with some yards after the catch potential, Shakir. 821, 611 the previous year. Do you like him over or under 775.5?
I think I'm going to go over on him.
The contract? The investment?
Yeah. Yeah.
And lack of
anybody else that really warrants being fed.
Yep. Okay.
He's reliable. I could see, teams and coaches say lots of stuff at this time of the year about how they're going to use different guys. But given their receiving core, it would stand to reason that Joe Brady would have spent some time, maybe a lot of time, this offseason figuring out different ways to get Shakir off. I think he's the one guy in this offense, passing game-wise, that I would expect could grow. So I think I would lean over on him.
And I don't think there's much more there. So he would be a tough one for me. He would be last, I think, if I were to rank my own list here by confidence. Maybe not. Maybe I just go under. I don't know. 821 in a year where there also wasn't downfield stuff. There also wasn't a Stephon Diggs. You know, like they ran the ball so well that they didn't need. I just don't think there's that much more there with this player. I think they would take that season they got from him last year every year of his career and feel okay about that extension.
Yeah, that's a $15 million a year season, I think, in the NFL today. That's perfectly acceptable, I think.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah, I know.
76 catches and 4 touchdowns.
I should have been faster.
$15 million.
I should have been faster.
Okay. Well, there's Shakir, his number 775.5. Then there are two Allen props. Passing is 3775.5. What would change the equation for the Bills? So last year, 37-31, he's played every game for 6 years in a row. Last year, 37-31 is his lowest since his second year, his first full season. The rookie year, he did play almost a full season but was injured in the middle. It was a big drop. Passing, ironically, he wins the MVP anyway. Big drop last year in passing yards. The line is very close to last year's. So if you lean on his previous, his past, then you would maybe go over. What would be different about the Bills? Is the defense worse? Couldn't it be better?
It almost. I'd be stunned if it's not better. I'm gonna say stunned.
So you want, if you're Joe Burrow, right? If you're on a team where the defense is bad, your passing stats should be better for it.
Mm-hmm.
You're losing.
Right.
You need to throw. And Allen didn't have that quote luxury last year. Defense is better. But the defense was also good to great for the balance of his career, and the numbers are all in the 4,000s. So what do you think? 37.75, just a smidge above last year's, not career low, but lowest in 5 years by a lot. Fewest touchdowns, too.
I want to think about who they're playing. You know, we say a lot that the schedule is pretty favorable. It's pretty easy. They've got the four tough games at home. But overall, the schedule is not super hard, and you might think, and this should impact Shakir to an extent too, and I said over on him, but the number's modest enough that I feel comfortable, and he did it last year. I might lean under. If they're in control of games, you know, if they're favored in every game, some of the spreads are already pretty big. If they're in control of games in the third quarter, then you're missing, you know, a third of a game worth of opportunities to do anything with him, like to have him really have to get after it, right? Push the ball down the field. It could be just a lot of, let's just sustain another drive, kick another field goal. We're good. We're up by 17 now, whatever, that kind of thing. I mean, no, it's not college football. They're not going to blow everybody out, but there could be enough games that they have in hand that you don't have to be on the gas the whole time. So I think I'm talking myself into under on his passing yards.
I couldn't do it. I love unders. Overs are more fun. People love players. They bet those players. They bet overs. Is this one too obvious? Maybe if it is, you end up over where you are, where like previous 4 years, he's 5 to 6.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To 800 yards above that number, then last year happens. I mean, teams are not going to start playing the Bills differently. I don't think we have that coming in the NFL where, all right, two high safeties, that worked well enough, let's go back. I think defenses found that worth it. And so go ahead and run it on us, and the Bills have been happy to do that under Joe Brady. I'd have a tough – that really seems like a pretty hard bet against Allen. Mm-hmm. 219 a game is what that was last year. 219. I mean, that's like
– it's very modest.
That's Lossman.
Yeah. Yeah.
219. I'd have a tough time going under on him. Just, you know, he's the MVP, but he won the MVP with that season. And his rushing prop, the last one, is 500.5. And for him, so Allen rushing, it's the touchdowns, not the yards. It's the opposite of Jackson. 531, 524 the last 2 years, 27 combined touchdowns. I mean, if the passing stats are Losman, the rushing stats are OJ right. for touchdowns. Do they rein him in? Again, and remember, like, how they do the props, I think, is you're sort of baking in
right.
a few missed games.
Yeah.
And he hasn't missed a game almost ever.
Yeah. I feel like I would want to go under there, too.
Wow.
I'm not bracing for a bad year or anything. Like, I think they're going to be their normal, you know, 12, 13 win type team here. I just wonder, it's the same point about the passing yards, really. Like, how badly do we need it? And, you know, let's make sure we're as careful as we should be. I mean, as much as you got to just live with him, he's on the field, you can't really stop him. But, you know, designed runs, that kind of thing. I don't know. I could just see them coasting a bit on really leaning into him.
All right, so of the four, you're three unders and one over.
Yeah.
And your favorite bet is which one?
I think Shakir.
The Shakir over is your favorite?
Yeah.
All right.
And then Cook.
Cook under.
Then Cook under. The Allen ones I'm a little shaky on, but if I had to choose, I think I would lean under.
I like under on Cook. Because I just don't think he's great. And if anything changes contractually that's negative, or the one scenario where they pay him and they want to be more anything, that would be sort of my default is under. And I think I could get there because the betting line is not predicting like a big spike or anything for Cook. So I think I could get there. Sadly, there isn't Shavers or... Right. Trubisky to bet on, right. as far as I know. Sam Paniatovich might have people who could get us
right.
action on Elijah Moore.
I asked about Elijah Moore because it's possible he becomes like their number two pass catcher, you know, statistically. And if he were listed, the value would probably be pretty good on that because he's not even a lock to be on the field, maybe even the team.
Right. No, that's right.
So maybe that's why you don't even bother listing a guy like that.
Yeah, no, too risky.
Right.
Too risky.
Right.
Next up, Sam Paniatovich, Bet Sweats. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. Thanks for being with us. This is WGR.
I don't think I've ever looked forward in my life to going to OKC. I do now. I can't wait for Sunday night. I can't wait. Game 7. I don't know if we've been in a situation that we can look as forward to a Game 7 as we can look forward to this one in quite a long time. I believe it's a pick 'em. It's anybody's game.
All right, Stephen A. Smith willing to take the Pacers straight up. Fine. give him a text. Shoot him a text. I'm sure, you know, he's just being completely sincere and honest, as always. On the line now, the host of Bet Sweats, Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Sam Paniatovich. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app, and be sure to catch Bet Sweats live 9 to noon weekdays on the BetMGM network, the Odyssey app, and the Bet 1520, where, in this case, Sam and co-host Joe Ostrowski are spending considerable time on the NFC East. Bulldog, that's a division you enjoy. You love that nobody ever wins that division 2 years in a row, don't you?
You saying that is my ringtone.
Is that Stephen A?
No.
Interesting.
That was last week.
Sam, how's life?
Life is good. I do want to follow back. I don't want to forget about this parlay that one of our listeners brought up this morning on the show. But the last repeat champion in the NFC East, Eagles, 2003-2004.
Andy Reid, McNabb. Back when they were going to the NFC Championship every year and losing, those Eagles.
It's crazy to think that nobody's repeated since then, though. And
it really is.
It's ironic because I got an email on Monday. We usually get these emails on Monday for Fox. You know, here's what we're looking at. Here's what's tracking.
write about the NBA, NHL, and now that the hockey's over and the basketball's almost over, my email on Monday said, well, I guess we'll just write about the Cowboys this weekend.
Yes. When all else is dried up.
Some things in sports are universal, content-wise.
It just clicks. People care. People don't care. People love. People hate. Whatever it is. And then I did catch, about 32 seconds of Get Up early this week, and they were debating Dak Prescott's legacy. So it must be football season, guys.
Right. It's always Cowboy season anyway, if not also football season. You brought up Dallas on this show 2 or 3 weeks ago as just a random question, like a bad team that could be good. And you asked, does Dallas qualify as having been bad? And, you know, that's a good question. I know fantasy is different. We had that conversation last week, but I'm loving the quarterback and receivers on the Cowboys for what they cost. I mean, Lamb is a first-round pick, but Pickens isn't. Prescott's like the 11th round. Ferguson is later. And if you get the running back right, that's not an easy one, but I mean, they're so cheap. So I'm open to Dallas being kind of the Dallas team we've seen in recent years under McCarthy, where they throw a lot and can score.
It's all math for me, man. And I'm looking at the market. I actually have my story in the queue. I'm going to file this story within the next hour or so. And I wrote about what they asked about Dallas. And their market to win the NFC East is as volatile as you can see for a team that is borderline good. You know, like obviously Cleveland Browns are 20-1, 30-1. That's a big range, a $10 range. But the Cowboys are as low as 5.25. There's 550, 666, 675, 740, 825. Why would you bet the 550 when you can bet the 825? I don't need to tell you guys that. But when Dak's healthy, they win. They win in the regular season. 12 wins, 12 wins, 12 wins in 21, 22, and 23. And last year they were just decimated by injuries. You know, a lot of things have to break their way. It's a tough division. It's a tough schedule. But you have year two of Jaden Daniels, and you have the Eagles off of a Super Bowl victory. I hate to say this on the radio, but if Barkley were to go down, that team is not as good as everybody thinks, and they lost some guys on D. So it's not impossible, but it's all math. And I wouldn't bet them at plus 550, but damn, I'm considering them at 740 and 825.
Yeah, I know. When you mentioned this about like Mike just referenced, does Dallas count as a bad team that could be good? I think we got into Prescott as an MVP idea because I think that there could be value there too. And boy, if they let your team like tag up, you know, parlay some of that stuff, which I'm not sure if they do. We can't even vote on the awards here anyway. But I could see Dallas. There's the point about the NFC East. Maybe Washington, not say like Jaden Daniels has to be on the CJ Stroud track, but maybe Washington's a little bit like Houston was last summer. Like, oh, they're up there with the Bills and the Chiefs and the Ravens. Oh, slow down a little bit, right? Maybe there could be some second year turbulence with Jaden Daniels and that Washington build. So I think there could be, you know, I'm building a pathway for Dallas to be good, I think is what I'm trying to do here.
I have turned this segment into everything I hate and everything I just ragged on, but it's the truth. It's all about the numbers and if they make sense. And I honestly think you can draw a very nice comparison between the Cowboys and the Steelers. The Steelers keep finding ways to win, even though people dog them every offseason, but they're their third best team in their respective divisions. So obviously Baltimore's the favorite, Philly's the favorite. That's unquestioned. And then on line two, you got Cincinnati and you got Washington. Line three is Pittsburgh and Dallas. How is Pittsburgh 5-1 and Dallas is 7-8-1? It doesn't make sense.
I like it. Schedule's manageable. First half is easier for the Cowboys.
Last six games suck. Last six games are horrible, though, before the Giants.
Well, maybe you can hedge if it works out right.
Yeah.
Speaking of the MVP, here's a name that we haven't talked about in this context at all for the MVP. And I doubt the price is great. If you want to make this about the price, then maybe there goes that. Couldn't Josh Allen win again? I mean, he had maybe his worst statistical year. And it's not like they went out and signed, you know, Higgins or somebody to fix the Diggs thing where he's, you know, now he's got last year he might have benefited from what they had at receiver. And the schedule, I mean, look at the team odds, right? They're at the top of everything. We've talked about how they have four marquee games outside their division, if I even need to say that. And they're all at home. So, I don't know. He's one of the favorites. That's not exciting, but I think he could win again, Sam.
You know what's wild is that we have this conversation every offseason, not the three of us, but in the betting world. Joe Burrow is the Luka Doncic of the NFL MVP market. Every year, he's right at the top. And I think eventually he's going to get one. I'm not saying it's this year or next year or whatever, but I don't know that the Bengals are going to be good enough for him to win an MVP. I mean, you have to be a great player on a good team or a great team, and I don't know that that's the case. I mean, his numbers are outstanding. Last year, 43 touchdowns, 9 picks, almost 5,000 yards. That's an MVP season if the Bengals aren't 9-8. So I do have questions about that defense, but your initial question, why can't Allen win it? I don't have an answer for you. I think he's clearly the most valuable player to the point spread. We did a story last postseason about which players mean more to the line, and one odds maker told me Josh Allen was more valuable than Mahomes. So if Allen was out, he'd be worth about 7 points. So let's say the Bills are at home against the Raiders and they're a 14-point favorite. If Allen's out, the line is 7. If it's Mahomes against the Raiders, the line doesn't drop as much as it does for Allen, which is wild for some people to think about out loud. But he's definitely more important what the Bills do on offense than Mahomes is for the Chiefs. And then you got Andy Reid and all the weapons that KC has. But Josh, of course he could win it again. There's no reason he can't.
Right. I mean, the favorites are not exciting. But
right.
I think some of the narrative stuff the last couple of years, or last year, like, Jackson can't win because he's won 2, and 3 is hallowed ground. And he basically dared everybody to prove that right because he had probably his best season ever.
Right.
And still didn't win. So I think, you know, Allen winning a second is not, like, the word isn't contrarian. It's not offensive in any way, right? Like, he wouldn't be somebody that we can't give this guy to.
But I do think, even though the previous year shouldn't matter, just like we talked about probably at this time last year numerous times about Jackson, Mike's making some of the same points that we did a year ago. A third MVP, that's legacy stuff. He's probably going to have to go above and beyond. And he really did and still didn't get it. I think because Allen had such modest numbers in a year where another candidate, Jackson in this case, had really better numbers across the board, except for like rushing touchdowns, Allen is going to have to go above and beyond. Like, I think if he puts last year on the field again, I don't think he's sniffing the award. I think he'd have to get like back up to like 4,500 yards, I think, to get a real look.
Maybe unless they win like 14 games.
Then maybe, yeah.
Lead the conference by 2 or 3 wins. Yeah. Just kind of sail away. Then would you say the same thing? I mean, the winner is almost always on a team that wins 12 games or more.
I agree. I think that's a scenario where you could get away with last year's numbers and do it. What do you think, Sam?
All I think is there's some fan driving around right now, some Bills fan saying, just win a playoff game, please. That's all that matters.
Well, they win a playoff game every year. The problem is they don't win 3. They've had to win 3 every one of these years, and they've not managed to pull it off.
Make it a road playoff game, because the Bills haven't won a road playoff game since Kelly.
Yeah.
A big playoff game. There we go. I missed one big word. A big playoff game. How about that?
Sam, Mike mentioned you guys on your show, you and Joe, have been talking about the NFC East. What do you think about what I said about Washington? We kind of blew past that, just continuing to talk about the Cowboys. But are you bullish on them, or do you think maybe pumping the brakes is in order with them?
I usually like to short those quarterbacks that boom in year one because usually the regression is real. But C.J. Stroud was an outlier last year, and there's really nothing stylistically that says Jaden Daniels is just going to fall off a cliff. And I don't think people realize just how accurate he was and how quickly he got the ball out. That doesn't appear like it's something that's going to just regress. Mm-hmm. As a rookie, he completed almost 70% of his passes, which is, I don't want to say unheard of, but it's very unlikely that a kid comes into the league that prepared and that ready. And he can also, you know, he can take off. We saw that throughout the playoffs as a guy who can – as I always say, boogie about the cabin, you know, 900 rushing yards. So a dual threat, I think he's very difficult to guard or defend or scheme for when it's third and four. How do you stop that? And that's why they constantly kept moving the chains. And the other thing about Washington that also goes under the radar is that Dan Quinn morphed from like this moron to this analytically driven genius overnight. And I wasn't expecting it. I mean, I remember when Dan Quinn was in Atlanta at head coach, it'd be fourth and one at the opponent's 40. He'd be like, we're punting it.
You know, right.
We're going to punt it. And we're going to pin him inside the five. And now it's fourth and three at midfield, and they're going for it. So he is adjusted more than people give him credit for. I don't think they got worse either. I mean, they added Tunsil to play left tackle. You bring in Debo, who will be reinvigorated to play well. It's a loaded division. People talk about the NFC North. The NFC East, I think, is better top to bottom.
Funny when a coach reads a book one time, or his owner does, and sees the light, and then suddenly Quinn. So 2 years ago, Quinn was the Dallas defensive coordinator getting lit up by Jordan Love in the playoffs. Remember that at home?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to Dallas? Their defense was great, and then the Packers just walked right down the field time after time after time and blew them out. And, you know, Kingsbury, Sam, not too different from how you described Quinn. That's two wrongs making a right. Quinn and Kingsbury put together in Washington, and that went well. I have a tough time fading Daniels. I mean, he is being, in fantasy, he's being drafted right with Allen and Jackson. Like, that's the tier, above Hurts. And, I mean,
yeah.
It's like, yeah. Do you believe it? You have to sort of maybe look in the mirror for a second, but I have a tough time betting against him. That season was so good. Houston's line fell apart, and maybe their coaching wasn't really all that. The coach is out. The offensive coordinator, anyway, is out in Houston. So does Washington present that threat? I don't think so.
So the division is going to be a lot of fun, whether we're talking Eagles or Commanders or Cowboys. And it'll be fun to watch and laugh at the Giants, whatever that is, whatever's going on there. Also, let's weave this into the chili. They face the NFC North in the AFC West.
Oof.
So you're going to see Cowboys and Chiefs, Cowboys and Lions, Cowboys and Vikings. So you do that crossover and think about all the matchups between, you know, the Eagles in the NFC North and the Eagles in the AFC West. It's going to be a very fun division. And I guess I don't want to lay a price on the Eagles right now. I have no interest betting the Eagles to win the NFC East because everybody else is going to do it.
And I think, too, the Giants will be tough to beat. I mean, relative to what they've been or their reputation. Just the roster's
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Be good. Russell Wilson.
The pass rush should be pretty sick.
Yeah, I think maybe they won't be a pushover, which all the more reason to bet an underdog in that division if the Giants can, like, compete with anybody, like, compete with the top teams, if not beat them. I think that's interesting. Let's get to the NBA here, Sam. So whether this is a betting question or not, I don't know. It's going to Game 7. Oklahoma City was like everybody, like the biggest favorite ever. Biggest road favorite in a finals game ever last night, and they got crushed. What did everybody get wrong about this?
I think we talked about this last week. I think Oklahoma City was way too expensive at minus 700. But I certainly wasn't looking to run to the window and bet Indiana. I thought that, oh, okay, this will be over in five or six, like most people thought. I even heard some sweep talk, which is disrespect. I never thought sweep. I'm shocked that we're at game seven, but I also think you look at this Pacer team that was a dog in every game against Cleveland, beat them in five, was a dog a lot against the Knicks, and now has been an underdog at, 10.5, 6, and 5.5, that's won outright in three finals games. I did not see them on my bingo card being down 40 points in game six in a closeout. Didn't see that. Halliburton, he jolted them, boys. He did. I mean, when he comes out and he's ready to go and he's firing early, granted, he didn't make a lot of those shots early, but they fed off the vibe, man. And I'm not a big vibes guy, but that building was insane. They weathered that early storm. They went down 10-2 and then just went on a crazy run that, ironically enough, was spearheaded by TJ McConnell, of all people. It's just a team of guys that play hard, that dive on the floor, that know how to win. And let's also pay our respects to Rick Carlisle. This guy has been doing it at a high level for a long time. They have not been outcoached once in this series, I don't think.
Well, the beginning of the second half, early third quarter last night, was the opportunity for Oklahoma City to flex, because Indiana started out, I mean, they had the ball first, brick, and neither team, it went 3 minutes before somebody made a basket in the third quarter. So, neither team was making shots, but Oklahoma City was the team trying to catch up, and, like, that was your chance. I mean, we've seen this team in the playoffs in 3 minutes score 16 points. And they just could not make a basket.
Yeah, it was a tough watch. And that was the easiest under of the entire series. They didn't crack 200 points in game number six. 108-91. The total was like 219, 220. And now the game seven total is down to 215.5. But guess what else is down? This is the cheapest you've been able to bet the Thunder at home in a long time, guys. Oklahoma City -7.5. Game one was 11. Game two was 11.5. And I assure you, the public will be on Indiana in game seven. They're going to take the points.
That sounds right. How did you bet the Open, the U.S. Open last week? Or if you don't have a story on that front, wasn't it great to watch?
I wish I bet DeChambeau to miss the cut instead of finish top 10. That did not happen.
I couldn't find, Sam, I went looking. It was for McIlroy, so I'm glad I didn't find it. I couldn't find miss the cut anywhere. I could only find make the cut.
Scheffler was 7-1, 8-1 to miss the cut. Rory was 5-1. DeChambeau was about 450. It was fun. I know we talked last Friday and there were so many things going on, including Skeens shoving again against the Cubbies. Just watching these golfers get dominated by a golf course is very entertaining. And those are the best players on planet Earth, launching clubs, throwing hissy fits. I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it.
Scheffler on the range with the hat sideways yelling at the coach was that was very relatable. It's like my kid telling, "Oh, you did something with your face. Shut up! I don't want to hear you right now."
But you had to love the ending, Sam, just as a sports fan, right?
I did. How about that putt? Nobody can putt all week, all weekend. And then he drains a 60-footer. By the way, Scottie Scheffler threw a hole or two today. Oh, no, is he finished today?
He's done.
I guess he is finished.
69, yeah. Wow. Only one under par today.
Oh, Joe was saying he's going to shoot 27 under. And I was like, I don't know about all that. Easy course, though.
I think the wind kicked up today, I think, is what I read. So it's keeping scoring down today.
Leave it to Justin Thomas to compete in a major, or not compete in any majors, and then go head-to-head in the Travelers. I love it.
Very good, Sam. Weekend plans?
Nothing. Actually, wide open, so I'll probably be in the yard again. That's how it goes. You guys know that.
Mm-hmm. There's the good seats available at RPI for the lacrosse tournament in Albany, if you want it. I'll give you directions. Well,
Sam's dying to get back to Albany.
You just took the drive, right? Like, it's my turn this week to hit Albany. You'll know all the spots.
Yeah, I think I texted you both the picture. When I was leaving Albany, I got to that part of the high where it was like, go left for Boston, go right for Buffalo. I almost went right.
You thought about it.
Right.
Thank you, Sam, for your time, as always.
All right, guys. See ya.
Sam Panayotovich from Bet Sweats with Joe Ostrowski. Weekday mornings, check it out on the Bet 1520 or the Odyssey app. Insider calls presented by BetMGM. Check out the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. Yes, Albany tonight.
Tonight. Right from tonight. Here?
Right from here.
All right.
Right from here to the airport to Albany tonight.
Right. The kid is right from the airport.
I need my son for this.
To Albany. Right.
Yep. He's not going home.
He's getting around.
I had to pick up his jersey and his helmet, everything from the house. So we had that because there's not going to be time for him to get home after a week away.
Yeah, right.
How about the Jonathan Toews news?
Really cool. That's been percolating since before I think even the season ended. There was word that he was going to continue his career, and I don't know that there was authoritative word that it was going to be Winnipeg, but he's from the area, and it just sort of made sense. And yeah, really, really cool. Considering, I mean, everything he went through physically just at the end of his time in Chicago, really, really respect the work to be done after, I mean, he's accomplished so much already in his career, 3 cups as the captain of the Blackhawks, and to do the work to get back to where you can get on the ice and play in the NHL again is really, I mean, he hasn't done that yet, but I'm assuming it's going to happen, and that's just, it's really, really inspirational, I think.
He's missed the last 2 seasons entirely. He also missed the 2021, not sure if that was a half season or what that was, like the second, hockey has 2 COVID years. I think of it as.
Yeah.
The first one was cut short, and then the second one, you know, started late. And
right.
But he didn't play that second year or either of the last 2. But word has it, not official yet, can't be until maybe July 1.
Yeah, for some reason, they got to wait until then. But he's agreed. The Jets have announced it. Like, it's really, really cool.
5 hockey reference nicknames.
Ooh.
Come on with these.
Captain something. Captain Clutch.
Captain Serious.
Okay. All right.
The rest are terrible. Taser.
Well, it's
hockey.
Right. Taser. Tasey.
Taser. JT.
Mm.
Got to be JT if your name is initials are JT. Johnny. Really? That's a nickname? Johnny. And J-Bone. J-Bone, who runs the nickname department at my favorite sites, the reference.com sites? Who are the ad wizards who came up with that one? J-Bone. Next, Theo Greminger. Yes?
J-Bone is terrible.
They're all terrible. Captain Serious isn't so bad. We will talk Bills, rookie running backs, Browns quarterbacks, all kinds of different fun football topics with Theo. After the update, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.